When facing the formidable challenge of preaching to you on the subject of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I start off on the premise that it's impossible to fully understand the Trinity. But I'm hugely comforted by the experience of St. Augustine, one of the great fathers of the early church and one of the most influential thinkers of the Western world. St. Augustine lived in the 5th century, and his answers to life's profound questions have shaped Western civilization ever since to an unparalleled degree. He was the author, of course, of his Confessions, and wrote the memorable line of the prayer, "Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." I wonder if you've ever heard the story about Augustine and the child by the seaside. It goes as follows. While Augustine was working on his book on the Trinity, he was walking by the seaside one day, meditating on the difficult problem of how God could be three persons at once. You see, there is that preacher's comfort. He came upon a little child. The child had dug a little hole in the sand and, with a small spoon or seashell, was scooping water from the sea into the small hole. Augustine watched him for a while and finally asked the child what he was doing. The child answered that he was intending to scoop all the water from the sea and pour it into the little hole in the sand. "What?" Augustine said. "That's impossible. Obviously, the sea is too large and the hole too small." "Indeed," said the child, "but I will sooner draw all the water from the sea and empty it into this little hole than you will succeed in penetrating the mystery of the Holy Trinity with your limited understanding." Augustine turned away in amazement, and when he looked back, the child had disappeared. Today, Trinity Sunday, is the Sunday when we can bring together different insights into the nature of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When we hear recited the words in the old prayer book communion service, "So God loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to the end that all that believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life." What is this word God? What do we mean by it? "So God loved the world." What do these three little letters, G-O-D, signify? The basis for the Trinity is the belief that there is only one God. So the oneness of God is crucial. God is the ultimate reality which holds the rest of reality together. In biblical language, he is the creator. God is the maker of the universe, but is altogether different from the universe he has made. Since you and I are products of the universe and limited by its boundaries, it's very difficult for us to imagine the existence of anything outside the universe, let alone speak of it. This is why debates about the existence of God are often so sterile, misunderstanding the basic nature of God, which is that if human minds could understand and make sense of God, it couldn't possibly be God, because God doesn't belong in this realm of space, time, and reason. As the philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein said, "Whereof we cannot speak, we must remain silent." Skeptics might say that the reason we don't find it easy to talk about God is because there is no God. But part of the reason why human beings in every culture have tried to talk about God, even though the words aren't up to the task, is because we seem to be hardwired to perceive that there is a reality which is bigger than the world of things which we can see and hear and touch and smell and taste. You may have heard of the clockwork maker, God. That's the idea that God set the whole cosmos in motion at creation, but he's been idle ever since, and the whole complicated clockwork machine of the cosmos is just running on. That is not what we as Christians believe. Instead, we see God's mighty hand in all his works, in a perpetual act of love, in creating and sustaining the world every day and every moment. So how can we possibly know this mysterious and unknowable God? How can we hope to encounter this God who is so far away and yet so near? How can we speak of a God who cannot be contained by words and who causes us to fall silent? Well, the simple truth is, of course, that we can't. Unless, that is, that God chooses somehow to make himself known. This is what the gospel promises has happened. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. God has taken the ultimate initiative and reached across from the eternal realm of heaven, which we cannot know, into the created universe where we exist. Knowing the limited capacity of our human minds, God has entered our world. He has come down to our own level, the closest he could get to showing us his true nature within the confines of this three-dimensional world in which we live, was to become a human being. Jesus reveals to us true human nature. He shows us that we are most human when we are most like God, compassionate, forgiving, generous, self-giving. Jesus shows us life as opposed to the various ways of us stifling our humanity in ways we otherwise choose for ourselves as a substitute for real life. As the gospel says, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. In other words, God is one and God is three. God is love for you and me. Amen.